Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2, a big one here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. What happened to the Eagles? We're going to break down the loss to the Cowboys and look ahead to this Saturday's matchup with Washington. I'm going to do it with Tim McManus from Birds 24/7 and Howard Eskin, the king himself from Fox 29, also the silent reporter for the Eagles radio broadcast. Tim, I'll let you start us off. What happened on Sunday night? Eagles losing to Dallas Cowboys. Now one game back in the NFC East with two games to go.
It's hard not to get the image of Dez Bryant going down the sideline and catching those touchdowns out of your head. I think that's going to be one of the lasting images from that game. And I think that's what it came down to, is that you had a healthier Tony Romo that was able to execute and take advantage of the matchups on the outside. And that proved to be, you know, a big difference in this game.
See, Tim, to me, the thing is, I could have seen that happening back on Thanksgiving. And that was one of my concerns with Dez Bryant. But seeing the way the Eagles handled him on Thanksgiving, I said, Tony Romo can't do that. DeMarco Murray's not going to be able to do that. Bryant can't do that. Howard, what happened this time around? What was the difference?
Well, I'm going to go to the other side of the football.
Okay.
And when you get down 7-0, you can't go 3-and-out on your first series. Considering what happened on Thanksgiving, you know, they scored 14 points before the Dallas Cowboys could turn around. But that's not going to happen all the time. I just think the quarterback's got to have a better first series so the game didn't get out of hand. Now, the Eagles did take the lead. I get all that. But they exerted so much energy to get there, and you can't ask the defense to just shut them out for the rest of the game. Now, Dez Bryant certainly was a problem. I mean, it wasn't just everybody, and I know you guys, the part of the media, you guys.
I want to bring
Bradley Fletcher. Yeah. There's a combination of things that happened. Now, he didn't do a good job, but where was Nate Allen? You know Billy Davis is smart enough at times to double Dez Bryant. Now, there is a bad image to think about Dez Bryant scoring those touchdowns over Bradley Fletcher all the time. Somebody's got to help. The other thing I looked at, third downs, third and longs, I think have killed the Eagles the last two games.
Why? I think it's a very true point, but what's the reason?
Where do they go? You got the nickel and dime and all those things. Isn't that a lot of times Brandon Boykin's guy? And everybody seems to want Brandon Boykin to move over to the corner for Bradley Fletcher. It looks to me from looking at the games that they're going after Brandon Boykin on third downs.
So you say the media is blaming Bradley Fletcher, and you want to put it on Brandon Boykin, the guy that's getting like 20% of the snaps
No, I don't want to blame it on him. It's not any one person. That's my point. It's not just Bradley Fletcher. And to his credit, after the game, I mean, hey, listen, I had a bad game. But he's going, and most of the time, you can't cover. Nobody can cover anybody one-on-one in the NFL. Nobody. And when you don't have help, and a couple times he was supposed to and didn't, that's not a problem. I'm not saying Bradley Fletcher's not at fault. He didn't. I mean, you got to do a better job. However, third and longs in those, when it got up to be 21-0, there were a couple of key third and longs there.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm not blaming Brandon Boykin, but that's one of the areas where they didn't get it done. And obviously, there was more mistakes. Yeah,
all pieces of the secondary. I mean, one of the concerns coming in was, you know, will that be a weakness for this team? And a lot of that, I think, you saw the strength of the front seven was taking care of business for a big part of the year. And if they get pressure home, then that's just a common thing with football. You get the pressure, it takes the pressure off of the back end. And when they were left with a decent amount of time against a good receivers, then that's what you're going to get.
Last question here. Do the Eagles bounce back this Saturday against Washington? Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking them. I think that, you know, Washington is ripe for the picking here, and it's not a great team. The Eagles, I think, are a little bit susceptible and a little bit vulnerable than maybe we thought they would be at this point, but I think they can pull this one out.
Howard?
I don't have any question that the Eagles will win this game. In the last game against the Giants, I don't want to, you know, go against what Chip Kelly says one game at a time.
But we're different. We're not the players.
Right, I know. But the reality is the Giants just want to get home. Nobody in the last game of the season who's playing for nothing wants to get hurt. They don't want to spend their offseason rehabbing. So you see a lot of those teams. That's why the Cowboys have to lose on Sunday and not the last week to Washington, because they'll be in the same situation. And I think the Cowboys could, and I think they will lose on Sunday, which put the Eagles back into it. But does that cure all the problems that the Eagles have going forward, even with that? But I think they'll win on Saturday. The Redskins are not a good team. It's a mess. Whoever plays quarterback is a joke. So it doesn't, really, it's a joke. So it doesn't even matter.
He's Howard Eskin. He's Tim McManus. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us in this edition of Cover 2 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.